From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary Kate Mateever. Candidates for Columbia City Council debated the city's role in energy and climate policy at a public forum yesterday. 6 out of the 12 possible candidates answered pre-approved questions on topics like solar power, the efficiency of public transit, and downtown development. First Ward City Council candidates John Clark, Rob Stewart, Jake Loft, and Rob Rasmussen, as well as Second Ward candidate Paul Love and incumbent Michael Trapp, attended the forum. First Ward candidate Clyde Ruffin and Sixth Ward candidate Betsy Peters submitted answers in written statements. Mark Hyam, the director of Mid-Missouri Peaceworks, organized and moderated the forum. Hyam thinks the candidates' answers at the forum will have substantial impact on the election.
We face an existential threat through climate change, and we want to know if the candidates recognize this existential threat and whether they will include policies that address this in their approach to governance.
About 300 members of the Missouri Medicaid Coalition marched through the Capitol halls today, urging lawmakers to expand Medicaid eligibility for low-income adults. Republican legislative leaders have said that expanding Medicaid is a non-starter this year. Democratic House members have used debate on next fiscal year's budget as an opportunity to criticize the GOP for blocking the measure, which could mean as much as $2 billion in additional federal money. Republicans have cautioned that expanding the federal health care program might not have such a sweeping economic impact. They also say that the current system is susceptible to fraud. The Missouri Department of Transportation finished designs for a permanent fix on an I-70 bridge crack near Boonville today. Crews discovered the 3-inch crack on Monday and completed a temporary fix to the steel support beam Tuesday afternoon. The permanent repair will fix the current beams without replacing major parts of the bridge. Bridge engineer Dennis Heckman says the repairs will cost around $5,000.
There's probably only 3 or 4 companies in the whole state that can make these pieces of steel that we need.
Heckman says after the steel is delivered, it will take as long as 3 weeks to complete the repairs. Republican House members are calling the first half of Missouri's 2015 legislative session a success as they leave the Capitol for their annual spring break. House Speaker John Deal praised the House for passing the state budget 3 weeks earlier than usual and listed the passage of Right to Work, a student transfer fix, medical malpractice, and photo voter ID as the House's main accomplishments. Jake Hummel, the top Democrat in the House, however, slammed GOP leaders for not expanding Medicaid.
Missouri will continue to let rural hospitals in Missouri close. 2 have shut down already, and many others are on the brink of closing right now. By not expanding Medicaid, 300,000 Missourians will continue to needlessly go without health care access.
Hummel also criticized House Republicans for not sending any Ferguson-related bills to the floor during the first half of the session. Mary Kate Mateever, KBIA News, Columbia.